in Hebrews 11, and I might title this, if this goes out over the ministry, I may title this, A Father for the Last Days. How's that sound? A Father for the Last Days. And that, how many knows we're in the last days? And you say, I've heard that all my life, but you're not that old. Amen. We are in the last days. How many knows, have you ever been home and as a kid and your mother says, well, this is the last of it. You know, that's the end. You've had all the brownies or cookies or watermelon, and that's the end of it. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be an end of days after a while. There's going to be an angel step out on, put one foot on the land and one on the sea, and he's going to say, time shall be no longer. Amen. You know what happens then? Well, nobody will know. When time ends, eternity begins. And I want to preach to us this morning. We've got a great opportunity. I know that. I don't take it for granted. When I saw you coming in this morning, I felt my awesome responsibility and my opportunity. What an awesome opportunity we have this morning. Now, a lot of things may go on in the service, but there's something about once you get in the pulpit and open this book. Yes, sir. Amen. This is God's business now. Yes, sir. And, we just believe in God's going to help. I want you to look with me, Hebrews 11. And let me see if I can find my verse here. I usually study at home with my Thompson chain, and I use this little Bible. I want you to look at verse number 7. 11 and 7. Everybody there, say amen. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Noah's our father of the last days. He was warned of God of things not seen as yet. He moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, if you like to look at a reference this morning, you can turn to the book of Genesis, and let me see if I can find the verse. Chapter 6, if you want to turn over to Genesis chapter 6 real quick. I'm going to skip some of it. I'm going to look at verse number 8, if you're there. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, when I talk about this last day, the Bible said, as in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. As in the days of Noah. Noah lived in a day the Bible said that men's hearts were on evil continually. You know, Noah raised his children, and he had three sons, and his wife, and their wives, eight souls that went into this ark. Amen. But if it was not, Brother Robert said this morning, if it was not for his father, then he didn't really feel like that. He what it means by that. Is his father gave him such a privileged opportunity to be saved if he wanted to be saved. Now, Noah, the day where where every thought, have you ever raised your children and they say to you, everybody's doing it. Anybody ever hear that? Well, now Noah's children probably could have said that because everybody in the wide world besides them was doing it, doing the bad thing, doing evil, evil continually. Their hearts were on evil continually. Hey, how many knows if you're a father this morning, you've got an obstacle against you? Huh? I said, you have got a great obstacle against you. We are in the last day. Everything the world produces seems like it is produced to pull your children away from the ark of safety. Amen? That's the way it was in Noah's day. Now, I want you to notice something about this father of the last day. Amen? He was a man of faith. Hebrews 11 said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God. He was a man of faith. Now, we are going to be a father. Listen, if we're going to be a father that is, what's the word? Successful? That almost seems like Wall Street. If we're going to be a father that's victorious. Amen. In seeing our homes saved. Amen. How many of you fathers feel the obligation? Now I know when I got married and little youngins came along, I didn't feel like I had the alternative, Brother Mac, to say I think I'll stay home. I don't know if I'll go to work or not. I never did think I had the alternative. My dad before me, if he taught me anything at all in life, he taught me that you gotta work and you gotta do a good job and you gotta provide for your family. Amen. And so that's not a responsibility that a real man that has natural affection, he feels that responsibility. There's no way a real man can just father a bunch of youngins and just walk on off and leave them to fend for themselves. Now, you know, if you're a real father, you don't sleep good at night if you know your little child's stomach is drawing up from hunger. You're not going to lay there, amen, and without tossing and turning in that bed. Are you listening to me? Amen. But above everything else, if you're going to be a father in this last day, amen. Work ethic is good. Amen. And honest business property is good. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to raise a family, amen, that's going to be safe in this hour, you're going to have to be a father of faith. Amen. You're going to have to believe in God. You're going to have to believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Come on now. We are in that last day. Here is a father. Amen. That every other kid in the whole wide world, amen, was doing evil continually. And he had to train his boys, you can't do that. Amen. Are you hearing me? And brother, he was a preacher of righteousness. He found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. That's why he could step out and be different. I'll tell you, it takes quite a father, amen, to have good enough influence in his home to pull his children toward God instead of toward the devil. Amen. Somebody say amen. Are y'all going to help me preach a little bit this morning? I'm preaching on that last day, Father Noah. Amen. He was a father of faith that believed in God. Amen. He had a closeness with God. Matter of fact, God talked to him. Amen. How many this morning are glad for a father that can get in a closet of prayer and God will talk to him. Amen. And tell him what's going to happen. Amen. That's where we're at. My boys here, and I guess they're here now. And I'll tell you, and my daughters, and you know, I went to school. I know a lot of people don't believe that. But I did. I did not eat my books and pencils. That's what I've been accused of. I never ate the covers off of them. I couldn't find them half the time. Hey, ma'am, I'm not a business person. I don't think I am. I don't know how to make it in the movers and shakers out there. I really don't. Hey, when it comes in the economy we've got, I don't really know what to tell them. Hey, man, go find a look here, look there. When my boys went to college, I honestly did not know what to tell them. Hey, man, to take. You know, I didn't know. I went to college for 2 quarters, 50 cents worth. Amen. And I really couldn't say that I was concentrating on pre preaching and working that and distracted from that point. I don't know how to do it out there. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? But I tell you, I do know this. I know there's a place I can get on my knees and I can talk to the one that knows everything. Are y'all out there? How many understands what I'm talking about? How many of you think you got the insight where to tell these young men what to get involved in, to where they can make a good living and be able to, it's hard to tell them, isn't it? Amen. But I'll tell you this, amen, God can't go wrong. And I'll tell you, when Noah talked to Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and he talked to them about the future, he said, boys, we've got to build this ark. Amen. Can you imagine some young men today, Dad's been out in the sun too long. Amen. He's wanting us to build a boat. Amen. And we don't even have any water. Amen. Are you listening to me? How many of you would have put your arm around the old man and said, Dad, what have you been drinking today? These boys listen, and their daddy got a message from God. I want you to build an ark to the saving of your household. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. And brother, they went with him. They helped him. They stayed with him. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, we are in that last day, and our children's lives are at stake. We need to convince them that there's a future with God. Amen. Oh, I wish I was a preacher here this morning. Woo! I'll tell you what, I've raised in the mountains. I've seen that old crude idea. Amen. Me and Light roll them an old Prince Albert and put it in their little toddler's lips and laugh at him as he puffed on it. I've seen all that mess. I've seen them drink that old rot gut out of that pint jar. Amen. And laugh when them little old kids would want a drink of that. And I've seen them too stand by the graveside of their young boys. Amen. They've overdosed on drugs and begged the preacher to get them out of that grave. I'm going to tell you something. Amen, brother. If we're going to be a father for this last day, we're going to have to find grace in the eyes of God. Woo! I wish somebody help this preacher. Amen. We're going to have to look around and see if our children are praying or playing. We're going to have to look around and see if they've got something hid under their mattress. I want to tell you something right now. If that's your house, there ain't nothing in that house that's off limits to you, Daddy. Amen. And them boys need to know and them girls need to know. You can go in there at any time and see what they're looking at. Amen. Can I tell this right here? And I'm talking about me too, and you too. Amen. There's so much filth on the Facebook and internet, and our children are getting so involved in some of the most corrupt lives that they are. I tell you, it's time we took charge, amen, of that, and see exactly, if they're going to get on the internet, I don't see why you don't just go right in there with them and say, okay, we're going to be on it for 30 minutes, and I'm going to sit right here. Awful quiet out there. You say, what are you talking about? Amen. We're talking about the last day. And we need to be a father for the last day. Brother Deal. Amen. Brother Luke. Amen. You don't need the flame to go out in your generation. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. I know how you are. I know how I was when I was your age. Amen. But you've got a daddy that loves God. And you can't deny that. Amen. No way, no how. Amen. But can I tell you, we're going to survive this generation. We're going to have to find grace in the eyes of God. And then we're going to have to go to work and build an ark for the saving of our house. Noah had an affection for God. An affection for God. And that affection for God motivated him to get into action for God. So being warned of God. You ever go to a church where most 90% of the time they're warning you about something? That's the kind of church we got here. If the Bible said if a man is in his sin and you warn him not, his blood will be on your hands. And it goes on to say in that same chapter, Ezekiel 3, I believe it is, he goes on to say, if if you warn not the righteous, and they sin. You know, I know that knocks the eternal security doctrine right out in the creek, but now Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel, if a righteous man sin and you have not warned him, then he will die in his sins and his blood will be on your hands. Amen. Are you hearing me? That's why we come and we'll preach, Sister Ethel May, and I laugh at what you used to tell me. You make us feel like sinners. Amen. But I tell you, the whole concept is to warn the righteous. Don't go that way. Amen. Because there's a flood coming and there ain't going to be nobody survive. Are you listening to me? It don't matter if they look like me. Got my good looking looks and my little old button nose. Amen, brother. If they die in their sins, that little old web kid will split hell wide open. Are you hearing me preach? That's why we've got to warn them, amen, to flee the wrath to come. That's why we got to go to action, not just have an affection to God, amen, but have action for God. We've got to build this ark. You know, it took them, I don't know how long, I don't know how you study that, but it looks like it took him years and years and years and years and years to build an ark that was the length of a football field. Amen. 3 stories high, pitched within and without, and all those animals. Somebody had to participate. I'll tell you something here this morning. I'll tell you, I'm glad my children are working with me here in this church. Are you listening to me? I'm glad old Nathan's back turning the buttons. I'm glad Isaac's trying to preach and play the music. I'm glad my kids, amen, are you listening to me? I'm glad Noah's boys picked up the hammer and helped their daddy build the ark, and they were saved alive. I'm glad yours are. I'm glad Brother Max's 3 rambunctious grandchildren are. I'm glad they're here, Brother Michael. Yeah. Woo! I'm glad they prayed through the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I'm glad Levi and Logan, amen, are singing in the choir. Amen. I'm glad of it. Amen. You say, well, they're losing out. That's probably what they told Noah's boys. Amen. They said, you're missing out. There's a party downtown tonight. But Dad wants to put some finishing touches on this old ark. Ark, ark, bark, bark. What's an ark for? Amen. It hadn't rained ever. Amen. There's not anywhere to float a boat like that. Daddy's a man of God. Daddy knows God. Daddy's got grace. Daddy's a good man. And if Daddy said it, I believe it. Hallelujah. And they worked on. And then all of a sudden the clouds grew dark. And the earth shook. And the rain began to fall. And they were glad they had a daddy that built an ark in the last day. Being warned of God, he moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his house. And what was in his inheritance? He inherited righteousness. How about you? Now listen. I'm done. I know you're all wanting to take your fathers out. Let him buy your dinner. I know the custom. I got a text. It took me several years to learn the text. It took me about a year to read them. Another year to learn to send them. My girl at work at the hospital texted me in the middle of the wee hours of the morning. Are you going to let me go Father's Day and you buy my dinner? Oh, I caught that. Don't you think I didn't catch that? And I text back, King Cone, 1 o'clock. She said, be there. Huh? Father and footlong has the same sound. Huh? Yeah. Let me tell you something. They stayed over a year in that ark. And I don't mean to end on a negative note. They stayed over a year in that ark. You read it. 40 days and nights it rained, but they stayed in that ark for 1 year. Amen. You love to hunt, I know. But you'd be sick of hunting if you'd stayed in an ark for 1 year with a bunch of animals. You and one. And your daughter-in-laws, oh, that'd be the good part. It's the monkeys that would give me trouble. They landed. They got out. Noah did, what's the first thing he did when he got on the ground? He built an altar. But he went back to his job. He became a husbandman. He raised grapes. He made wine. He got drunk. His boy came in and seen his dad naked and drunk. That's what drunkenness will do. I was visiting the hospital the other day and somewhere, and we were talking. Some other people had come in, and they said they were talking about stress or something. And I said, you know, I don't know if they've got a, I don't know what the doctors prescribe for stress. And one lady spoke up and said, you drink a little wine. That'll relax you. And, you know, anybody I ever seen was full of wine. They didn't seem, they seemed like they were causing stress. Huh? He drank too much wine. He was naked. His boy came in and saw his nakedness. And he was cursed. His boy, Canaan, was cursed for the rest of his life. I'm going to tell you, if we're going to survive this end time, we've got to build the altars. Amen. Are you listening to me? We can't forget the altar. Because if all we're interested in is the wine making, it's going to bring shame to our lives. Let's stand all over. Boy, oh boy.